It was a roller coaster, it had deep lows and intense highs, but ultimately, it was a Flynn Flon loss. Battlefords gave the Bombers their fourth regulation loss this year in an 8-6 thrill ride. The first period started in ignominy for Flynn Flon, with the Bombers giving up a pair of goals early on. An Evan Waldy shot from just inside the blue line was tipped in front by Trayson Wutuni and got past Kenny Marquardt, just 35 seconds into the game. Minutes later, the Bombers scored with another long shot tipped in front. This time, a Gavin Granger shot deflected by Kian Bell. Less than 5 minutes in, with just one shot on the board, the Bombers were behind the eight ball. The Stars heavily outshot the Bombers early on, but Flynn Flon slowly started to claw back. Carter Anderson nearly got the Bombers on the board, but while his shot beat goalie Logan Cunningham, Granger came back to stop the loose puck. Flynn Flon got a power play late in the first period and Justin Lyes took full advantage, blowing a slapper so fast it almost had a vapor trail on it past Cunningham, making it 2-1 the way the score would be after 20 minutes. The Stars came out with speed in the second and took advantage of an Alexi Silvestre double minor for a kneeing call, extending their lead to 2 when Jackson Allen picked a corner. The Bombers killed off the remainder of the penalty, but were back to being 2 goals down. The maroon tide would start coming in midway through the period. Another power play led to the Bombers taking advantage midway through the frame, working 4-on-3. Jacob Vaucler found the puck in the high slot and burned Cunningham, getting the Bombers back to within 1 and bringing what had been a quiet Whitney Forum crowd back to life. Controversy came in the second period when the Bombers thought they had tied the game up with a Noah Hoole wrister from the point. The referees waved off the goal immediately and the play continued, despite the Bombers celebrating the goal and the goal judge's light going on. Video of the play showed the puck going through Cunningham's 5 hole, into the net and off the back post and in, then bouncing out. After viewing replay of the goal, the referees reversed their original decision, marking it as a good goal. The Bombers had tied it up, much to the chagrin of Stars coach Braden Klimosko and his team. Former heavyweight champion boxer Mike Tyson once said, "Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face." The two teams, having done that to each other on the scoreboard, turned the game into an offensive slugfest. The Stars responded almost immediately, with Josh Carman getting the puck and firing it right past Marquardt to give the visitors a 4-3 lead, just 16 seconds after the tying goal was counted. That wouldn't last long either, as 11 seconds after that, the Bombers got on the board again, re-tying the game with a pinpoint blast by Silvestre. After a whirlwind of activity, the game was tied again, this time at 4-all. With both teams doing their punches on the scoreboard, the rest of the second was a flailing free-for-all, with both teams seeking every chance they could find. The Bombers took advantage of the feeding frenzy with 2 minutes to go. After burying Carman in the corner with a check, Silvestre walked into the Stars' slot and beat Cunningham in close, giving the Bombers their first lead of the game. Carman was taken to the dressing room hurt, but came back to play in the third. The Stars would not go gently into that good night though, as they would tie the game back up in the final minute of the second. Ben Portner went on a wraparound and squeezed a goal in between Marquardt's legs. That goal would end a wild period of hockey, tied 5-all. Early in the third, the Bombers got another chance with a man advantage and Cunningham robbed Lyes in close, then Anthony Bax and Anthony Piccinino both hit the goalpost seconds apart. The Stars killed off the penalty and, midway through the frame, got the lead back. Waldy jumped on a Bomber defensive zone giveaway, fed it to Hunter Bergeson and he slid one underneath Marquardt and in the net, putting the visitors up 6-5. Alex Izik then gave the Stars yet another 2-goal lead, beating Marquardt with a wrister to both make it 7-5 and chase Marquardt from the net, with the Bombers putting in Harmon Laser Hume. Another power play chance at the midway mark of the period brought out, "Go Bombers Go!" chants from the Flynn Flon faithful, and Justin Lyes soon gave them something to cheer for, putting his second PPG of the night in with a wrister in close. The home team, once again, pulled within 1. The Bombers went down a man late and almost got a prime chance shorthanded, with Keefe Gruner getting a shorthanded breakaway, Kian Bell got back just in time to tie up Grunner's stick, giving Cunningham an easy save and a chance to breathe. Flynn Flon killed the penalty off, setting up just over 5 minutes of breakneck play. Bax nearly got a big slapshot off, but his stick shattered, giving the Stars a 3-on-1 the other way, which Cole Tanchik broke up with a clutch shot block. Laser Hume headed to the bench after a late timeout, putting the Bombers on a 6-on-5 with an empty net in the final 2 minutes. Go Bombers go, chance filled the rink, but ultimately the Stars capitalized, getting an empty netter with 1:20 to go courtesy of Josh Metternach. Metternach and Portner each let loud yelps out in front of the Bomber bench, and Portner gave Sylvestre a shove on his way to the Stars' celly pile, which got Metternach and Sylvestre both tossed from the game early. The Bombers would go for a few more late rushes, but the hole they dug was ultimately too deep to climb out of. Cunningham stopped 39 shots on the night, getting the Stars the win. Marquardt was stuck with a 30-save loss, while Laser Hume saved all 3 shots he saw in relief. The Bombers will still take the season series against the Stars, beating them in each one of the previous 3 meetings. Flynn Flon will also still stay atop the SJHL standings with 82 total points and a 4-0-4-2-0 record. The win let the Stars gain some ground on the Bombers, but they remain 12 points back in second place, having played one more game than the Bombers have. Back-to-backs remain the Bombers' enemy. All 6 of the team's losses this season have come on the second leg of back-to-back games. Despite the loss, the Bombers' power play was clicking, going 4-for-6 on the night. The Bombers will be back in action 3 times this week, with all 3 on the road and all 3 games coming in 3 straight nights. First going to Humboldt February 22, then playing 2 games in Kindersley February 23-24.